On Midwest Week, Western Illinois University announces another round of job and program cuts. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Rich Eger, news director for Tri-States Public Radio in Macomb. So remind us, Rich, how many people received layoff notices recently, and what sort of jobs did they have at the university?
The layoff notices were announced on Friday, March 1st, just a couple of weeks ago. On the Macomb campus, there were 120 total layoffs. We're talking about two administrative positions, 10 academic support personnel, 27 faculty members, and 81 civil service workers. In addition, on the Quad Cities campus, there were 12 total layoffs. Two of them were academic support personnel, two faculty members, and eight civil service employees. So that's a total of 132 layoffs at Western Illinois University. And again, these were, Herb, were announced on March 1st.
Now, did I hear, Rich, that some of the layoffs take effect right away and some not for a year or so?
So the layoff notice period differs based on the employee's classification. For example, civil service employees have the shortest window, just 30 days after receiving a layoff notice. Some of the civil service employees might not be leaving if they have enough seniority, though, to bump others in the same position. Faculty members laid off include 18 Unit A and 11 Unit B. Unit A faculty members are tenure track faculty. Unit B are not tenure track. Unit A professors will continue to teach at Western all of next school year. They get a one-year layoff notice, Herb.
Mm-hmm.
Unit B professors will be let go at the end of the spring semester. And by the way, this is in addition to the two dozen faculty members who received layoff notices last summer at the end of June. So they'll be leaving the university at the end of the spring semester also.
And
academic support professionals receive between 3 and 9 months of notice, depending on their contract. And administrative employees typically get between 3 and 6 months of notice. Again, this depends on their years of service.
Are there any estimates for what how much money this might save the university?
That is something we had asked the university on the day of the layoffs, and they did not have a figure for us. We do know Western is trying to save some money. They had talked about needing to save $5 million or cut $5 million during the course of the current fiscal year. And then they were talking, the administration was talking about needing to make another $21 million in cuts for next fiscal year, which begins on July 1st, 2019.
Okay. Now, Rich, Western's problems have been going on for a while. When do we think it all might have started?
Well, I think higher education in Illinois has struggled with some issues actually for much of this century. The funding has steadily declined. State funding for public higher education has steadily declined for the most part since 2002, and we've seen enrollment figures drop across the state. For Western in particular, I think it all really started to hit home during the state budget impasse, the two-year state budget impasse that began about 4 years ago, Herb?
Mm-hmm. So the enrollment problem started long before that, but then you have the cuts in state spending and things related to that.
Of course, state funding is just one aspect of the income, the revenue for Western Illinois University, for other public institutions of higher education. You also, of course, have tuition, and if your enrollment is dropping, you are probably taking in less money unless you drastically increase your tuition cost, which might then, you know, it's a bit of a vicious circle there. If you increase the tuition cost too much, you might draw fewer students.
And what about the city and surrounding area, Rich? Are you seeing any sort of economic or other impact on Macomb and the surrounding area from the university's cuts?
Well, certainly in this neck of the woods, Western Illinois University is the major employer, and it has a huge economic impact on this region. Speaking specifically of Macomb, one of the concerns is that the census is coming up next year, April of 2020. The census will be conducted, and if there are fewer students, the city's population figure is going to drop, and that's going to be less. That's going to equate to less reimbursement money from the state and federal governments, less money coming in from those sources for municipal operations. So that's certainly a concern and something the city of Macomb is looking at.
Mm-hmm. So what is the university doing these days to try and deal with these problems? I mean, aside from job cuts and layoffs, there have been some program cuts as well?
There have been some program cuts that were recently announced. Now, these are still, Herb, need to be approved by the Board of Trustees. So this is not official, but the university looked at 18 programs for possible elimination during the course of this school year. They looked at 18 programs and have the administration has at least decided on 10 that they will be recommending to the Board of Trustees. Some of these programs include bilingual, bicultural education, dietetics, emergency management, geology, geography and geographic information science, GIS. So those are some of the 10 programs that the administration is recommending to be eliminated.
And would they be eliminated, as of next fall, or would there be some other timeline for that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the timeline would be. You would have faculty in those departments, and again, faculty get a one-year layoff notice. Some of the faculty members in those programs have received the one-year layoff notice, but that means the program would need to continue at least through next school year.
Okay. Now, what about the Board of Trustees, Rich? I understand that there are not very many members these days.
That's putting it, yes, that is very much the case. Six of the eight positions on the Board of Trustees are open right now. The university is waiting for Governor J.B. Pritzker to appoint people to those positions. Certainly, as you know, Herb, the governor has many boards and commissions to deal with and to appoint people to. And so Western is waiting for some of these positions to get filled by the governor's office. The Board of Trustees is scheduled to meet on the Macomb campus on Friday, March 29th, just a couple of weeks away. And I know some people are certainly hoping the governor appoints some members to that board ASAP, so that these new board members at least get a little bit of a chance to look at some information and think about some things before they are scheduled to hold their first meeting.
So these open positions, did their term just run out, or did people retire or resign for other reasons?
So you had three people who resigned before the end of the last calendar year, and then in January of this calendar year, three more seats became open. At least two of those board members had indicated they did not want to be reappointed. So that's your total of six open seats, six out of eight on the Board of Trustees right now. There is one member, Todd Lester from Macomb. He still has some time left on his term. And then there is the student member, Justin Brown. He is elected by the student body and serves a one-year term, so he is still on the board at least through the end of June this year.